Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Kia ora, Kirsten. How are you?
I am good, and I'm excited about our music today.
Me too. What are we talking about?
So we're doing Afrobeats.
Afrobeats. Different to Afrobeat.
Yeah, so different than Afrobeat, which possibly was why I'd been confused about it. So Afrobeat is the one that some of you may have heard of, and the big star would be like Fela Kuti. Mm. So Africa and African countries have been engaging with, you know, jazz and rock and, you know, since the 1920s, since everybody else was, and creating their own style. And then people like Fela Kuti and different people in their own countries in Africa developed different scenes, juju and high life and all sorts of different musics there. Well, 2010s, up to especially like right now, actually.
Right.
There's huge now African diaspora populations in England. And so Afrobeats is this newer sort of hip-hop-y, dance music-y African music that, of course, absolutely traces its roots to Afrobeat.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't sound like Afrobeat.
It's not going to sound like Fela Kuti.
Yeah,
when you put it on.
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
and it's
you.
And it's this weird, interesting Nigeria, London, Ghana sort of mix. South Africa now is getting in on the game, and African music is now, you know, in Grammys, and they're at big, huge gigs, and it's sort of like, you know, in England, if you're going to colonize a place, and then if you're going to import heaps of, you know, migrants into your country to do the work, well, you better be prepared for them to then get all creative, you know, and music to sort of reflect that.
Seeing stuff like Afrobeats in, you know, the Grammys and in things like the Brit Awards and big mainstream music awards is a relatively recent thing, yes? Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Africa's just been kind of ignored as like world music, you know, sort of a bit too indigenous for sort of mainstream pop tastes to sort of fit into that mainstream Anglophone pop that we talk about. And but I guess with more Nigerians living in England and having that cross of both cultures. And I remember, like, you know, probably many years ago on this show, I did the music Azonto, which is was another one of these sort of African ones. And and because the girl that told me about it, her brother's a DJ and has to play it at the club. So, like, club scene in England changed.
So that's kind of what's pushing, accelerating this.
And then this need for this really hot, cool African music that is still, like, they'll do it in multiple language, Pidgin, Yoruba, as well as English. And so it's these young sort of transnational folks that have a foot in multiple worlds.
I'm going to hit this first track by probably one of the most iconic, would that be fair to say, of the kind of current Afrobeats situation? Yeah, Burna Boy.
Yeah.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see this sort of elements of, you know, modern hip hop with this sort of.
Yeah, hot. It's also, but it's so, like, makes you want to dance as soon as you hear it, eh?
Make you want to sort of, kind of, do that bendy dance with your butt sticking out the back, and you take big knee steps. But you can hear that beat and the drum. You'll hear that on a lot of the songs. And you're just never sure what language he's speaking.
Well, that's a big thing as well, because, like, Burna Boy is so popular. You know, he's a huge best-selling artist in, like, a really mainstream space in, like, the UK, also in the States as well. And that's kind of unusual that he's not always singing in English as well. I mean, more often than not, he's not, you know, and that's new, I guess,
in
a mainstream space.
Yeah, we've seen a huge change, you know, with things like K-pop or even the sort of, you know, I mean, Latin music's always been there, but mainstream America, you know, having this sort of Latin hit. Yeah, Americans and Anglophone British are, like, sort of happy to enjoy it now. Now, the other big thing about this music has been, like, TikTok and social media.
Okay, true.
People doing so there's often, like, cool dances that come with the, you know, cool steps that will come with a particular song. And then, as you know, people will record themselves and their mom or their auntie or whatever, or the old man at the gas station doing the steps.
Yeah, it's a really like, new way of music becoming popular.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I like it because it's interactive, you know.
Totally,
people,
yeah.
I've mentioned this in the show before. People picture pop music as passive, you know, just corporate selling music, and we just sit there like vegetables and absorb it. But no, people play with it and interact. So Burna Boy works with he worked with Beyonce on the Lion King soundtrack. So, you know, Beyonce's picked up on this Afrobeats trend, you know, and including artists. The Grammy Awards said he was nominated because he has a vibe and hustle. And actually, Blue Ivy was on the track that they won
that's
for.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Doesn't that make her the youngest ever person to win a Grammy? Yeah. It would be Beyonce's
daughter. Totally on her own merits. Yeah. And just to make everyone feel bad, he was born in 1991. So, this is club music. And, besides Beyonce, heaps of other, like, American artists have been, you know, jumping in on this trend. Kanye, Diplo, Drake, French Montana.
Yeah, heaps of, like, names that hit that, you know, top 10 in the Billboard charts all the time.
You know, just scouring for trends and sounds. And, I mean, Afrobeat's strong enough to just live on its own with the African community and the diaspora community. But, yeah, now it's stepping out even further. So Naira Marley.
Now, who's Naira Marley?
He's a bad boy. Also born in 91. Also Nigerian. These are all Nigerians. They moved to England at age 11. He's married to two women.
Whoa!
Because I think it's legal in Nigeria. He's been in prison and in trouble with the law a lot. Like, he's, you know, you're sort of a gangster. But I was looking for what he did. One of the prison's things was for fraud. And he also broke lockdown.
Oh, dude.
What? But see, I think also because his story is like other guys, they live in England for a while, and so they get used to sort of English rebellion and mannerisms. But then you move back to Nigeria,
right,
and you have to behave a little better.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they sort of caught between both worlds. And so this is terrible. This is Soapy, which is written about after being in prison.
Oh, dear. It's so catchy, though. And, like, what is the, like, radio play of this in countries like Nigeria? Is this really prolific? Or is this kind of music that you hear in the UK that's come from people from the diaspora? What's the, like, play back in those home countries?
A bit of both. As we've seen, like, when we do, like, sort of music from different countries, often back in the home country, they're like a sort of a cheesier mainstream pop, right? Like, they'll like their own, you know, sweet sort of pop songs. But no, they're so proud. I mean, the country is so happy, and of course, it's really big there. But, it's still competing with a lot of other local genres.
Yeah, totally.
And not everybody likes bad boys.
So we've heard two dudes. I'm just going to move on to our third track. But this last artist is a woman called Tiwa Savage. Who is Tiwa?
She's a little older than these guys because she was born in 1980. So she had, like, again, Nigerian, but moved to England. And she had a bit of a career before Afrobeats as a backup singer.
Oh, true.
Like,
okay.
Beyonce and George Michael.
Oh, wow. So, like, a really legit one.
Yeah. So then, you know, when Afrobeats took off, she could kind of finally make her own music. So she's sort of like, a glass breaker, you know, sort of a pioneer that
totally.
She's been in the scene and very experienced. But so she's with Motown, and on their site, they said she's also known as a philanthropist and fashion icon.
Awesome.
Isn't that how everyone wants to be known?
I am a philanthropist and a fashion
icon. That's right. I mean, seriously, what better things
well
can you have behind your name?
As well as a pioneer of a cool-ass genre. So she's got an awesome voice.
Beautiful. And she is stunning looking. And, you know, African fashion, too, is really bubbling at the moment, too. You know, incorporating the kente cloth and, you know, integrating their fashion and beads and head wraps and stuff, you know, into mainstream fashion.
You can so hear this in the club, though. Like, I mean, this is only making me think of clubs, really. It's the headspace that I'm in.
Absolutely. And I think London clubs, actually.
Yeah, totally.
You know, because there also are, you know, Afro-Caribbeans in London. And so, London's really diverse. Well, you know, in some of the other cities, Manchester and stuff.
Yeah, this does really make me want to go out.
Yeah, you guys' butts are wiggly.
So it's not, I mean, the three people you've brought us are from Nigeria, moved to London, but it's not just from Nigeria.
No, there's a big hit this summer, Jerusalem, and the guys from South Africa. And honestly, my mom learned the dance.
And a big TikTok one.
Yes.
Love it.
And then taught a whole bunch of little kids to do it. Ghana and South Africa, I know both have had hits.
Huge.
And so there really is in the scene, I said, it's a sort of acknowledgement with people like Tiwa Savage, well, and then obviously before her Fela Kuti, knowing that there's been other people sort of doing this. But then those guys, like apparently Angelique Kidjo won like a World Music Grammy, but when she won it, she thanked these young ones, Burna Boy, and then knowing that, I mean, these guys are doing amazing things.
And they're making it like so popular as well, I guess. That would be pretty exciting to see.
So maybe you guys should all have Afrobeats nights, you know.
Hard out.
Either
well,
in the club or in your living room.
I was just thinking about, we actually have some Afrobeats on the playlist here at BFM at the moment from Tamaki Makoto's own Black City, who are doing awesome as things.
Really?
Yeah, we'll play it for you later on in the show. But thank you so much for that, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. What are we going to be talking about next week?
Danger music.
Danger music. Oh, okay.
Be careful.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It certainly